This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More on an Israeli airstrike that killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. It is the latest in an escalating exchange of strikes along the border that have raised fears of another Mideast war, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts a mounting toll on civilians. A Lebanese security official said Monday's strike on an SUV killed Wassam al-Tawil. Without providing any further details, he is the most senior Hezbollah militant to have been killed since Hamas's October 7th attack into southern Israel, which triggered an all-out war in Gaza and lower-intensity fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, which has escalated since an Israeli strike killed a senior Hamas leader in Beirut last week. The United States and United Kingdom say the elections that extended Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's rule were not credible, free, or fair. Hasina's party won more than two-thirds of the parliamentary seats contested Sunday, while turnout was low and the main opposition party boycotted. Violence and arrest of political opponents had occurred in the weeks leading up to the vote. The U.S. said the elections were not free and fair. The U.K. said they fell short of democratic standards. Hasina said Monday the elections were free and fair. Both the White House and Pentagon say they will look into why President Joe Biden and other top officials were not informed for days that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been hospitalized. A Pentagon spokesman is pointing to one reason for the delay, and that is a key staffer was out sick with the flu. Even as the Biden administration pledges to look into what rules or procedures weren't followed, maintaining its silence. This is VOA News. A moon landing attempt by a private U.S. company appears doomed because of a fuel leak on the newly launched spacecraft. Astrobotic technology managed to orient the lander toward the sun Monday so its solar panel could capture sunlight and charge its onboard battery. Propulsion system problem was reported hours after successful liftoff from Florida. Astrobotic was aiming to be the first private company to successfully land on the moon, something only four countries have accomplished. A second lander from a Houston company is due to launch next month. NASA gave the companies millions to build landers and make deliveries to the moon. Authorities say an explosion at a historic hotel on Monday injured 21 people and trapped some in the basement before they were found by rescue crews. One person was in critical condition. Fort Worth Fire Department spokesman says investigators are confident the blast was some kind of gas explosion. Says the blast flung doors and entire sections of wall onto the road in front of the 20-story hotel, where rescue crews found several people trapped in the basement. The Sandman Signature in the heart of downtown Fort Worth was undergoing construction. Hotel is in a busy area of downtown, but one block from Fort Worth Convention Center. Pope Francis is calling for a universal ban on what he calls the despicable practice of surrogate motherhood. He included what he called the commercialization of pregnancy in an annual speech to ambassadors accredited to the Holy See. The speech listed the threats to global peace and human dignity, including Russia's war in Ukraine, the Israel-Gaza war, migration and climate crises, and the more production of nuclear and conventional weapons. But he also listed smaller scale issues that he said were threats to human dignity, including surrogacy. As Taiwan's presidential election approaches, many immigrants from Hong Kong are supporting the ruling Democratic Progressive Party after witnessing the alarming erosion of civil liberties at home. Beijing's crackdown on dissent in the financial hub has cemented their preference for a party committed to preserving Taiwan's de facto independence and democratic values ahead of the January 13th vote. The influence of Hong Kongers on the election outcome is likely to be limited as they make up a small percentage of the electorate. Some are actively engaged in Taiwan's political landscape, drawing attention to immigration policies that have been less welcoming than anticipated. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.